Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Keystone Castle Inspections introduces advanced home inspection packages. Keystone Castle Inspections LLC has launched property health inspection packages, offering Pittsburgh homebuyers a comprehensive evaluation beyond traditional inspections. This service includes drone roof inspections, thermal imaging for hidden issues, radon testing, mold inspections, water quality testing, and wood-destroying insect evaluations. By combining various tests into one package, Keystone Castle Inspections simplifies the home buying process and ensures informed decision-making. With advanced certifications and state-of-the-art technology like drones and thermal imaging, the company sets a new standard in home inspections. These property health inspection packages aim to provide clients with detailed insights and empower them to make secure property investments in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania. ESG Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ, updates on Skaneateles Community Solar Projects. Powerbank Corporation, a leader in North American energy infrastructure development, has secured all required municipal approvals for two community solar projects in Skaneateles, New York. These projects, located on industrial brownfield sites, will deliver clean energy to the local grid, allowing renters and homeowners to earn bill credits without installing panels. With a track record of over 100 megawatts of completed projects, Powerbank's Skaneateles projects will support New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. To learn more about Powerbank and their renewable energy projects, visit www.powerbankcorp.com.
Inside Expansive's Climate Week Summit, the big conversations shaping Climate Week 2025. Expansive is set to host its second annual Climate Week Summit on September 22, 2025, providing a platform for leaders to collaborate on climate solutions. The summit will feature discussions on advancing environmental markets, scaling registries, and strengthening market infrastructure. Key sessions include topics like financing sustainability projects, balancing clean power demand, and navigating climate volatility. The event will bring together industry professionals from companies like Bank of America, Constellation, and Aon to spark action and drive real-world opportunities. With a focus on technology, data, and market infrastructure, the summit aims to help organizations thrive in the evolving landscape of clean energy and emissions management. EU chief says the bloc plans to exit Russian oil by 2028. EU officials are sticking to the 2028 deadline to end energy imports from Russia, despite calls for immediate action. EU Energy Commissioner Dan Jorgensen confirmed the commitment to phase out reliance on Russian energy by January 2028. This decision allows the bloc time to find alternative sources as Russia is a major oil and gas producer. Companies like GEMXX Corp, OTC, GMZ are exploring new opportunities to fill the supply gap. For more updates on GEMXX Corp, visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a communications platform focusing on small and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Learn more at tinygems.com.
ESG Breaks, Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. TCQB ATBHF, reports final geophysical survey results at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. reported final results from the MMT geophysical survey at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. The survey revealed large conductive anomalies consistent with high-grade zones at the cyclone deposit, suggesting potential copper sulfide mineralization. CEO Thomas Ulrich stated that permitting Economic studies and feasibility work are progressing to advance Storm toward a potential mining operation. This positions the project to benefit from strong copper demand, driven by electrification, renewable energy, and infrastructure growth. Aston Bay is a publicly traded mineral exploration company exploring for high-grade critical and precious metal deposits in North America. The company is exploring the Storm Copper property and Siu-Aig-Zanco Epworth property in Nunavut.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.